Welcome to the body image category. This category in particular is near and dear to my heart. I have struggled with body image issues my own self since I was about 4 years old. I have a long history that goes back many generations in my family, especially the women, and I've seen so many struggles throughout the decades and the different generations in my family. It is my goal in this category to give you many, many different tools to help you navigate your own body image, self-worth, and understanding who you really are. If we have issues with being overweight, there's a huge stigma that we carry regarding that. We often carry extra weight to protect ourselves from things that may have happened in the past. We beat ourselves up because we eat too much, or we don't do this, or we don't do well on this diet, or whatever it is that we do to self-sabotage or to judge ourselves. Some individuals deal with bulimia, anorexia, and anything in between. It's not the size of our bodies that creates the problems that we have or the issues that we think that we have. It's about what has happened to create these for us. All of us come with our own story. My goal in this category is to give you many different tools and exercises to help you understand yourself better when it comes to your body. If you're dealing with being overweight, what are you trying to protect? How can you find peace within yourself? What are some tools that you can learn about yourself to feel better in your skin? And the reality is, I often tell my clients, when you don't care anymore about how much you weigh, that's generally when you'll start to lose weight, because it's usually not about a number on a scale to begin with. It's about something else. The same thing with the different eating disorders. People don't develop eating disorders just for fun. There's a reason. Oftentimes, these individuals are trying to find a way to have some kind of control over a situation where they've had none. Many times this starts in childhood. What I want to say to all of you is that there's nothing wrong with you. Everything that you did and continue to do, you've done the best that you can to try to keep yourself alive and to keep yourself moving and going. I'm guessing that most of you are dealing with perfectionism, anxiety, stress, control, and other things that may pertain to you. I want you to know I really understand. I've done a lot of work in this area on my own. I've done a lot of work with my own therapist, and I continue to do my work on this. As I've said, I've been through a lot with this in my own life. I talk a lot with my daughters, my mom. I used to talk to my grandmother when she was still alive, because it's something that has been in our family for a very, very long time. I want to help you learn how to love yourself, no matter where you are, what your age is, what your size is, or what your story is. You are a unique, beautiful individual. You deserve to love yourself, have self-worth, and be the best you that you want to be. I will do the very best that I can to give you as many tools as I can to help you find your way through this. Remember to take your time as you work through this category. You're not going to figure it out overnight. You're going to probably feel frustration sometimes, anger, annoyance, joy, all of it. That's okay. A big part of this is going to be learning how to let go of control and perfectionism. That's where most people struggle underneath their issues with any kind of weight or body image. I cannot wait to bring you as much information as I can. Have a blessed day. This is Dee Felgas, a daily dose of Dee relaxation.